Brandon Johnson, the chef, Brandon Johnson, he's a BLM mayor, Brandon Johnson, but he's also like a chef. And here's why. I was at Shaw's over the weekend for Mother's Day, and Betty and I watched the beloved Chicago Fire win it their second game in a row, my first time at Soldier Field this year. And I wanted to go to a fine seafood restaurant and find out the secret of chefs cooking frogs. And you know why? I really didn't order frogs. All I ordered was a couple dozen oysters, great wine, and clam chowder. But frogs, they're like the people of Chicago. You put them in the pot in cold water, so they're normal, so they're used to it. They're not freaking out. And then after you take power, you slowly turn up the heat. Like Alderman R Ramirez Rosa, the communist or socialist Democrat, whatever he calls himself, he's the floor leader now. And the transition team boss, yeah, that's the SEIU boss, the union boss. And so they don't want the frogs to jump out immediately, but they will, and then it's going to be too late. So much happened in just a few days. We're getting ready for the funeral of slain Chicago police officer Arianna Preston, the terrible killing of that officer, a direct result of the socialist left-wing policies of Kim Fox. That's your legacy, Kim Fox. That woman should not have been killed. The people that killed her or are alleged to have killed her should have been locked up long before they were committing violent acts, robberies, hijackings. They should have been locked up. But you know what? You and Tim Evans, Preckwinkle, I wrote about this over the weekend. And Jeff Carlin and I are going to talk about it. And we got plenty of other things to talk about. Jeff Carlin, my friend, executive producer at WGN Radio, future physics teacher. And of course, I'm here, John Cass, you know, the guy with the big mouth, editor-in-chief of johncassnews.com, your favorite website. And unlike the Chicago Tribune, I don't give it away. It's not given away for pennies, you know, because I put value in it. I put value on it. And where are you as Brandon Johnson and the Chicago City Council corral us into the pot and crank up the heat, and police officers are killed by thugs who should have been in jail, and Joe Biden and that letter of his that protected his 2020 election? You're on the Chicago Way podcast on WGN Plus.
So this is a guy who lives high on the hog, and he has this Tammany Hall style attitude to power, and it's the Chicago way, absolutely.
Look, the Chicago way is a deep cultural phenomenon.
It's the Chicago way.
The Chicago way. That's the focus.
In a tower by the river, there lived a man. There was a man who took a stand. With pen and paper in his hand, defeating foes in every ward with a pen more mighty than the sword. No escape from his ink lasso in a tower by the river, Castle.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
As promised, here's Jeff Carlin to talk about why he's dissing me on the photograph.
Hey, John. Yeah, it's good.
He doesn't like his photograph in the paper. We should have John and Jeff. We should be on the cover of coffee mugs.
On coffee mugs and t-shirts.
A few bucks, you know, for John Cass and Jeff Carlin. Pay Jeff's educational expenses while he's going to school. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, people would like that. They would like to have a Chicago Way trademark. Chicago. Eric. Yeah, Eric Zorn. They are trademarked, dude. Okay. I know you freak out about that too. But but they were trademarked by a lawyer. And here's Jeff. We can make some money doing that. People like that. They want the Chumbalone hat. They want to see Jeff modeling a chumbalone. No chumbalone zone hat.
I will gladly be your model, John. I will gladly be your model for some wares, but I don't think anybody needs my face on a t-shirt or a hat.
Yes, I do. I think Jeff Carlin's, like, it would be like the logo, you know?
Right.
Like a logo, like Sam the cooking guy, but Jeff the teaching guy.
Oh, that's good, John.
Big glasses. Yeah.
There you go. Well, we'll put a pin on that. I'll get our marketing team on it. But speaking of teams, John, so you were out and about. It's a big weekend. It was Mother's Day weekend, and a lot of people out and enjoying. You took you and the boys took Betty to a Fire game.
Betty and I and the boys, yes, we went to the Fire game.
Nice.
We sat in the handicap section because I could bring my wheelchair. Because you know, after a while, you get tired.
Sure. Yeah.
But one thing I noticed there that caused a little consternation, you know, the seating, the folding chairs for the handicapped people like me are really soft. They have real big cushions, unlike the ones we have at home. And I pointed this out to Betty. I'm like, those are nice to sit in compared to the ones we have at home. Kind of gave me a stare. She's like, just be happy that you're out of the, you don't have to sit in the chair all the time.
For sure. I mean, that what a great thing. And the team won for the second time in a row. When was the last time that happened for the Chicago Fire?
How easy is it to beat a team back to back? Not only twice in
same
the
same team, right? Season, but
one game and then the next game.
Yeah. That's incredible.
Brent Klopas, your god, your football god, my friend.
He sure is. He's a good man. Yeah, Mother's Day is, you know, a good time. I hope everyone enjoyed it. Tough weekend usually for me, you know, and anybody else who's lost their mom. I know it's you get a lot of memories come flashing back a weekend like this and seeing people hanging out and all the ads and stuff. And
so how was your dad and you? How were your dad and you during this weekend? Because your mom, you lost your mom. When was it? A couple of years ago, right?
Yeah, we lost her in 2020. So it's been a couple of years. It's tough, you know. It's a tough weekend, but you know, you try to remember the good things and be positive. So I try to make the best of it, and I try to lay low, you know. Everyone wants to go out and do something, and I'm usually the one that's like, you know, I'm going to take this weekend and work on myself. But it's good. You know, I'm lucky to have everything I have, so.
Well, at least nobody is attacking your mom.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, we got to get into this.
I know.
This
thing is, on Mother's Day of all things.
Jeff and I are part, you know, we're broadcasters, I guess.
Sure.
You know, we're involved in radio or like in broadcast in podcasting. But you know, one thing I never liked this tit for tat back and forth between people that think their personalities are so big, like they have to stab and punch down,
mm-hmm.
you know, the way, like the way the pick a little, talk a little, pick a little, talk a little, cheap, 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 talk a lot, pick a little more people.
Right.
Some of whom I worked with at the Tribune, get involved and try to comment on me and Jeff and what we're doing. Mm-hmm. We ignore that, you know, because the dragon does not hunt flies. Right? But this time, I stood for a friend of mine, Dan, and our friend of ours, Dan Proft, was attacked. His mother was attacked.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about this thing? This is sick.
It is. It's embarrassing. I mean, so Dan, as Dan does, you know, doesn't go out there to make friends. He goes out there to tell it like it is. And he, you know, did what he does. He said that city is Chicago is having a terrible time with violence and crazy policy stuff. They made a comment online after following up on Shane Reardon, who I don't know if anybody cares or knows who he is. I've had run-ins with him in radio and in the business. He's a producer here in Chicago, produces for a sports station that's not attached to ESPN. And he's kind of a rabble-rouser type. So he gets all upset because Shane Reardon does, because some personality on ESPN is bad mouthing Chicago, saying it's, you know, dangerous. And Dan says it is. What the hell are you talking about? It replies to him on Twitter. And so Shane's retort to Dan calling, saying, this is quoting Dan here, when I say the Chicago press course is inhabited by illiberal Poppin' Jays who flack for the Marxists because they so want to be considered colleagues of similarly disposed political corps, it's hysterics like this goof from the score I'm referencing. And he's referencing Shane getting mad at someone else, telling him to keep Chicago out of your bleeping mouth. Like he's some tough guy who is like connected to the mob or a boss. I mean,
he's standing up. This is how the left.
Poor Chicago can't handle itself. It needs Shane Reardon to pick it up. I mean, that's the thing. And this is a kid who grew up in the suburbs. A kid grew up in Schaumburg, has maybe lived in Chicago for 10 years since he went to college. I mean, and suddenly he's the savior and he knows what Chicago's all about and he talks a big game and all this stuff. I mean, he's
Wait, Jeff. You know why? Because I get it all the time from these jerks. They grew up in the suburbs. They grew up in Michigan. They grew up somewhere else. And then they moved to Chicago. And you know what? They read stories and retweet stories about the tamale guy. You know, the tamale guy at the bar? Who gives a shit, right? Tamale guy at the bar. That's not Chicago. Is that Chicago? Because you think that Eloteros and other vendors are really Chicago? You suck, okay? But here's what they did. They didn't like what Danny said. So on the score, they began joking about sexually assaulting his mom, Dan Prof's mom.
Mm-hmm. That's the crazy thing. So Shane on air, live on air, it's being recorded. Right. And this guy goes out there and says, I would like to have sex with Dan's mom.
Yeah, he's and not Dan, gonna do that.
I'll have sex with your mother. Dan Prof, you bring your mother over here? I'll bone her.
Oh my God.
I don't care, dude.
No, you shouldn't.
Hey, if you were a murder suspect, Shane, then Amy Jacobson would swim in your pool with you.
She probably would.
That's the only time she does.
She probably would. Those are two of the worst people on the face of the planet, and I think that's pretty evident.
Says the guy who just said that he liked to have sex with this guy's dead mom. Yeah. Really making a case for the worst person on the planet.
Mrs. Prof died several years ago.
Several years ago, yeah.
I was at her funeral. Kristen McQuarrie and I went. I think you were there. A lot of us went. She was a lovely lady. And you're talking about sexually assaulting her and making a joke of sexually assault before Mother's Day? Right. You're beneath contempt. But I'll tell you one thing. Dan said, why don't you give me your address and I'll come over. And the total Braveheart guy that, you know, Shane, right, and all these
big,
other two,
big tough
Matt
guy.
Spiegel and all these other assholes, they didn't have the guts to follow up on their offer of sending their address.
Yeah, and Dan, who, no surprise, Dan is a consummate gentleman, even when he's trying to disparage someone, because he's that good. But that's what he did. He invited them to sit down. We'll have dinner. His dress, you know, Dan's treat. We can talk this through and see like why you think it's you need to call out my mom, and why you need to be like this, and why you're wrong about the city. And what is Dan? Shane turns around on Twitter again. And Aon calls him a hack and calls him a loser. And this is the stuff I don't understand. Like, this is, people think this is cool. People think that, you know, I'm going to have sex with your mother. That's radio. That's intelligent sportcasting. This is a station that fired a guy for way less than saying that on air, that some random person, I'm going to have sex with your mother.
I don't believe in canceling people, because you should say whatever you want to say.
And not on radio, not on air, John. I will go to the mat on that. The airways are publicly owned, so they have to be good. They cannot be bad. You can't take the public airwaves and call for abusing somebody or attacking somebody or doing anything of that nature, because they're owned by the public for the public good. And we have strict laws and controls for that. And this is this guy, Shane, went to school for this. The guy went to college for this. He knows the rules of radio. He knows
Columbia?
What it is to be He knows what it is to be a good broadcaster. He knows what it is to be a bad broadcaster. He chooses to be a shock jock kind of mentality, and it's terrible. It's the lowest common denominator, and it shouldn't be allowed on air. If you want to listen to someone threatening somebody or swearing or talking about how much they hate somebody, which they do all the time when they talk about athletes or other commentators or anything like that, then you should get a podcast and people should pay for it. It shouldn't be broadcast. That's not what broadcasting is for. Broadcasting is sharing information, sharing opinions and ideas, and being for the greater good. This idea, this bull crap on the radio that these guys consider we're radio stars and you think you're gods to make fun of and rip on people and threaten people, that's asinine, and in my opinion they should be fired.
You know what, let's fire them. Okay,
fine. Yeah, it's not canceling. I'm not canceling these guys because they're you know, leftist or rightist or one way or the other. It's canceling them because they're terrible people.
Mitch Rosen is the general manager. He knows.
Yeah,
he's better than this. And absolutely. Look, let me tell you what the secret of WSCR and all sports talk. These are guys who never could make a football team.
Right.
They could never make a basketball team or any kind of team. You know why? Because they're paired up with former jocks.
Right.
Sometimes. But they could never make the baseball team, the basketball team, the football team, the soccer team, the hockey team. You know what they are? They're guys who collect baseball cards.
Right.
They collect
other people's stories.
Yeah. These are the nerds who talk about courage and guts while they're sucking up to some multimillionaire sports owner. While they're also saying, you know what? We speak truth to power. You do?
Yeah,
right. You speak truth to power? Because you're a sports writer,
you're
a sports commentator,
producer. You produce a sports radio station.
All you do is suck up to power,
right?
That's all you do.
Yeah,
so enjoy yourself.
And I will say that I haven't seen anything on Shane's Instagram or his social media since this all went down. So someone had a conversation with him. About because the weekends are usually where he comes to life and talks about his great cooking prowess. I mean, this is the guy who just less than a week ago was talking all sentimental about Lynn Bramer and how much the world misses him. And it's
Lynn Bramer was a gentleman.
Yeah. Lynn Bramer would never go on air and say he's going to blank someone's mother. So you disingenuous piece of crap, in my opinion, like get out of here.
All right.
Anyway, I'm done agree. With him.
All right. Let him go. Let him go. Let the lid close on the flies that are already on these three ass. You bleep it out. It's these three assholes, okay? Because they are the lords of flies now.
They sure are.
Speaking of which, though, since we're mentioning the lords of flies and everything's continuous stream of consciousness for me today.
Yeah, right.
What has happened to the city? Is the city not Lord of the Flies?
Yeah, it seems so. Today, as we tape this in the morning, the city is preparing for the inauguration of one Brandon Johnson. Oh. After we gave a ticker tape parade inside City Hall to Lori Lightfoot for her one term.
Okay, what is this constant like long goodbye? The long goodbye.
I know.
I feel like it's either like a bunch of Greeks and Italians saying goodbye after they had dinner, and it lasts like 3 hours in the driveway, right. And then you have to come back in and have have coffee and more coffee cake and watermelon or something. I mean, that's how we used to say the long goodbye in our family.
Yeah, I know. I don't mean I get it. I mean, I understand that, you know, Lori Lightfoot going out, she's with the first black gay mayor and it's a whole thing and they want to, have their place in
history
on the market.
She failed.
She didn't win.
No,
right?
But it's not that she didn't win. She left city worse than she found it. She destroyed the police department. She destroyed public order. She let the thugs of BLM and the rioters destroy the loop. It's never recovered and won't recover for many, many years. What has she done
right.
to be remembered, to go to get into a vintage Cadillac and say goodbye. What the bleep was that?
I know. Come on, man. I mean, I would have just slipped out the back and be like, well, I'll see y'all later. Don't call me. I'll call you. And that would have been it. But yeah, it's today's Brandon Johnson day. It'll be interesting, Ron. I mean, you've seen some of the picks, some of the people he's tabbed to be in his administration. I mean, have you any take on that? Any feeling about?
I do.
Yeah.
Do you have any take on the look, he's putting in the SEIU as his transition chief.
Right.
That's the hard left as you go. That's as hard left as the Chicago Teachers Union, of which he's a part. You have Carlos Ramirez Rosa singing the Internacional. I think all of Chicago should learn how to sing it.
What, do we have an official song yet?
Come on, man. Get with it.
There's no doubt. I mean, Brandon Johnson, mayor-elect, soon to be mayor actual, he is going full tilt to the left and doesn't care. I mean, it seems like you said, that hire is extremely left. This is a guy who started, I don't know if he specifically, but people attached to him, people are actively campaigning on social media, and I've seen these ads calling out Allison Arwady, the chief of the public health for Chicago, and trying to make her into like a fascist or a Nazi. And Johnson has had conversations with her. For those who don't know, she's, was the head chief of medicine for the city.
She's a liberal doctor.
Well, right. She's a liberal doctor. I mean, she was Mayor Lightfoot's,
now she's a fascist.
Second in command. Right. Exactly. I mean, when it came to the COVID pandemic, yeah, she was right there with her. She was the Alfred to her Bruce Wayne.
Right.
And she's being Rona lambasted.
Busters. Yeah.
Right. So Johnson can't explain what he doesn't like about her, other than he doesn't like that, not her job and not her ability to suss out information. It's her politics, it sounds like. So
she was with the past regime. She was identified. Right. And now, like, if anyone who's read about the Bolsheviks and Lenin and Stalin, mm-hmm. you have mm-hmm. to have show trials and then you have to purge.
That's the thing, John. Yeah. It's why who's spending this time and effort on bad mouthing Allison Arwady for what? I mean, it's not an election, he's going to decide one way or another, probably decide that she doesn't, they don't need her. They need someone else. But that's
your choice. Get rid of her. You got elected.
It gets to this core, like you were talking about, the downfall of the Republic and the down. It's this idea. It goes back to the Reardon stuff. It's the idea that you have to attack somebody down to their core. If you don't like them, if you disagree with them. So Allison Arwady has to be a fascist and evil and all this terrible stuff because you disagree with her about something. Like, that's where we are, John. And it terrifies me. And it shows up in everyday life. You're out on the road. Someone, you inadvertently don't put your turn signal on and you cut somebody off. Well, then they're going to come at you with everything they got because they hate you. You're a terrible person. You're their enemy. This vitriol towards everybody we don't agree with or, see eye to eye in or slight the slightest. It's terrible. We're animals, John. If we're going to be like this, I mean, that's the thing that defines us.
I don't think I don't think you've studied, you're a man who studies physics. And I love that about you. You think in terms of not human personalities, but celestial bodies in space.
Sure.
I got that. Let me tell you something. This is Lord of the Flies in Chicago. And Brandon Johnson is one of the lords. He follows the four Furies, Tony Preckwinkle, Kim Fox, who some on the left say has not really written her legacy. Really? She hasn't written her legacy? Ariana Preston is dead, the police officer, okay? She's dead because people who should have been in jail were released to go hunting for other human beings in Chicago. That's why they got out. Their name, the hunters were alleged killers were Trevell Breland, Joseph Brooks, Jaquan Buchanan, and 16-year-old Jalen Frazier, charged as an adult. And all of them benefited from their educations, where they didn't have educations because they were Chicago public school students who were locked out of class. And if they robbed or stole or did something terrible, they were excused because Kim Fox and Tony Preckwinkle don't want people in jail. And Tom Dart, the scared little white guy going along with the program, you know, it's just pathetic. They call that. And they just want to not get anyone upset. And so they just let them continue to mature on the vine. And they came out and stole Officer Preston's life. And she'll be buried on the 17th, yeah. I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's... Yeah. And the crazy part is that's not unusual. They're not the exception to the rule. They're the daily. I mean, this is...
Right. We're used to it.
Right.
Whatever, John. Whatever, Jeff. This is part of Chicago. No, that's why people leave. That's why the frogs jump out of the pot. Okay?
Right.
But, right. You know, you want to live like that?
But instead, we're too busy getting, you know, fake anger and outrage of people who dare disparage Chicago.
How dare you?
Right.
How dare you
call into question a city where thousands of people die every year?
And thousands of people are shot. 4,000 people right. shot a year.
Right.
I think the number of shootings tell the story more than the homicide.
Yeah, for sure.
Because and you know what? We got to have Pat Fitzmaurice on again, because those shootings.
Warm weather. Yeah.
4,000 shootings. I mean, the reason why there's not 1,000 or 2,000 homicides is because A, the gangbangers can't shoot. And B, the paramedics and the ER docs and the ER nurses are incredibly skilled and hardworking.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, the field technology is improved since we invaded Iraq. That helped.
But Jeff, something's coming up. Memorial Day's coming up.
Yeah.
And I don't want to cook frogs for Memorial Day, but now that I've had open heart surgery and everything, I think I can be risky, and I can take a risk and have some good Italian sausage.
Oh, geez.
You know, because I've been cleaned out, right? Isn't it like a new lease on life? Like, they clean me out, they have another sausage, right?
Is that how it works?
Yeah,
I guess.
And I'm just wondering now, do people know, like, okay, you're a chef, even though you're not a meat eater. Do you know?
I'm a cook.
You know how to cook sausage?
How to cook a good sausage?
Yeah, like, what do you do? Well, dry. What do you do?
So it's not dry. Well, usually, one, you got to have really good sausage that's not dry to begin with. So you want to have a little extra fat.
Fat is flavor.
A little extra fat in there. And then I know I don't do it enough because I'm not a big sausage guy, but I know some guys will do is they'll put soak the sausages in beer and then for like, John, not overnight or anything, but you know, for like 5 minutes, 10 minutes before they throw them on the grill.
You could make a bath, but really it's the way it's okay. First is you're right. First is the sausage. Who makes it, how it's made. Second, how you approach it. You know, like if you approach the green, like in a putting green, or approach the drive.
Sure.
So you got to wiggle your butt, you know, when you're getting ready to drive that ball. I've never played golf in my life because I always thought it was for rich white judges, you know, like Irish judges, you know,
and police chiefs.
Yeah, police chief. But you got to kick it, cook it indirect, not directly over the fire, off to the side. Cook it slow, cook it low. Don't let the casing get popped. Don't, you know, right. when they're people put it directly over the fire and you've got the casing and it's spraying. By the sure. time you put that on a bun, it's dry because you've burned it, you've killed it. You can't do that. We could maybe do it in a bath of beer and then simmer it 5 minutes,
yeah,
and then cook it off heat. We got to get
that. Would be the way I. That's the way I would do it. I mean, not that I'm a big sausage guy again, but I would do the steam them up real good in a and then get them some color and char on the off heat. But that's me.
You know, there's I'm going to. I want to go to Boston to go to the Union Fish House, Oyster House, the oldest restaurant in the United States, started in 1830. And Daniel Webster used to stand at the bar and do shooters.
That's amazing.
He'd shoot oysters.
Oysters,
and,
yeah.
And he'd have a big glass of brandy and water. And drink brandy and water. And every time he'd drink, he'd eat a plate of oysters and have another brandy and water. He'd eaten like eight plates of oysters. That's eight dozen.
Good for reducing your blood pressure and a healthy heart. Oysters are.
They are? I thought they were cholesterol, and then you walk around like a randy sexy guy.
Well, but that's why they are, because they reduce your blood pressure, increase blood flow, so you can
get your
extremities going.
I don't want to get into that subject because we were talking about Mother's Day and food.
Are you gonna take
a selfie of yourself and put that together with the selfie the Beard John selfie that I just sent you and illustrate this podcast? Are you gonna try to find some esoteric like?
We have to wait and see.
Man, God. So hey, y'all. Last thing before we go. I got the boys out here Sunday, and we planted the garden. So all you garden lovers,
you got to
hire my sons or use your sons to plant it, because I there's no way I'm going to wheel a wheelchair out in the middle of the garden with all the peat. But I can't wait. There's so much on YouTube. You can't miss. You can't.
I know.
Yeah,
and but somehow schools need help. I don't get it.
Yeah,
so everything we need to learn is on YouTube. Well, John, it's been fun. It's great to hear that you were out and about.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
In the city, that's awesome. We need more of that. We need to get together and enjoy life, because that's what it's for. But coming up, we hope to connect soon with Miranda, the great Miranda Devine. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, I do.
From our previous podcast, our listeners might, but from New York Post, some great analysis. She's a great book on the laptop from hell. And she's all over this Biden stuff, which is getting pretty interesting. And it's becoming harder and harder for Democrats to ignore. So that'll be interesting.
They will, as long as they can ignore it. Yeah. As long as they don't care, you know, how they've destroyed the country. And this is not the Democrats that I remember, because the Democrats I remember were like John Kennedy, Richard J. Daley, people like that. Reasonable people that you might have a disagreement with, but they weren't nutballs like that Shane Reardon guy, whatever his name is, who scream at people.
Clown. Yeah, so hope to connect with her soon. Hopefully, Heather McDonald's got some new workout.
Great book.
Trying to connect with her soon, so watch this space for that.
I got a call from a former mayoral candidate who wants to come on and say hello.
Oh,
I don't know if we should. Yeah. Well, you know, I don't care.
We'll discuss. Yeah, we'll discuss.
And anyway, there's so much going on. I just want to have a crisp white wine and two dozen oysters at Shaw's Crab House.
There you go.
With you. Okay, buddy?
Sounds good to me.
Me too. For Jeff Carlin, executive producer, WGN Radio, future physics teacher, kind of a cat lover, but I haven't heard much about his demon cats for a while.
They're fantastic.
Oh, really? They're fantastic. Okay, good.
Yeah, they're very good.
When you wake up from, you know, napping on the couch, are they sitting right next to you, sucking your soul out of your body?
We call it cuddling, John.
Yeah, that's what you call it. Familiars of Satan. And for me, John Cass, executive editor, johncassnews.com, your favorite website and future cooking master. Or I am a cooking master, and maybe I'll teach you how to cook a sausage. Thanks for joining us on another edition of your favorite podcast in the world, the Chicago Way Podcast on WGN Plus.